Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
From bloodthirsty forces of nature being spooked by demented dolls, to hard-hitting old-school tag teams being made to run around an arena clutching their burning nether regions, these unfortunate folks went from awesome rebels to limp weaklings during just one fateful storyline. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 WWE wrestling storylines that turn badasses into wimps. Number 10, Dean Ambrose, lunatic to lackluster in a heartbeat. The shift between the characters of Dean Ambrose and Jon Moxley was a hugely welcome one by the time the one-time WWE champion showed up at Double or Nothing 2019. But this was largely due to the horrendous way the once formidable persona had been presented in the months leading up to his dramatic departure from Vince McMahon's company. After seemingly reigniting his WWE career with a comeback pre-SummerSlam 2018, Ambrose looked set to take the company by storm and a top title by force. Yet, things took an unexpected turn as the Shield man turned on his brother Seth Rollins post-tag title victory. Instead of transitioning Ambrose into a diabolical heel who would stop at nothing to torment and make an example out of all those who had wronged him in the past, Ambrose was quickly shuffled into obscurity on the back of a forgettable IC title reign. Before long, Ambrose was being cheap-shotted by Nia Jax and fed to just about every other up-and-coming star on Monday nights. Sure, his desire to leave likely had a part to play in his poor WWE conclusion, but at least he was eventually given a respectful send-off via The Shield's final chapter. Number 9, The Fiend. Fire nil, voices one. Pardon the cheap pun, but it's hardly a hot take to assess that Bray Wyatt was never really given a chance to be anything more than a glorified heel jobber. And his program heading into this year's WrestleMania seemed to act as the final nail in the coffin that was both his run as the once compelling Fiend and WWE career as a whole. Coming into the showcase of the Immortals, Wyatt and Randy Orton had been embroiled in what one would describe as a divisive feud, to put it mildly. Yeah, with that being said, Wyatt definitely still felt like the genuine threat out of the two, and was most definitely the odds-on favorite to walk out of Mania with a much-needed victory. A few years on from being bested by the Apex Predator at Mania 33, Wyatt was once again RKO'd into oblivion, and foiled by the sight of Alexa Bliss having a goo bath in a box. Just like that, a monster who survived being burned alive was sent into the abyss by the three most dangerous letters in sports entertainment. VKM. Number 8, Stone Cold Steve Austin, a limp deal with the devil. From sudden shifts in accents and demeanors to supernatural shape-ups, what works for one star can easily flop with another and vice versa. That being said, turning Stone Cold Steve Austin heel at the height of his unprecedented popularity, while unexpected, always had the potential to go down like a lead skull-shaped balloon, flipping the character from no-nonsense ball of beer-drinking fury to sniveling coward. The tale of Austin suddenly aligning with his evil boss has gone down in wrestling infamy as one of the biggest storyline flops of his time. It was clear from the off that Austin was genuinely trying to bring something new to the character after years of being the poster boy for all things anti-hero. But fans just didn't want to turn their backs on the Austin of old, and the combination of his spineless antics still being cheered and a severe lack of other face options at the time made it only a matter of time before Steve rediscovered his stone-cold spring in his step. Number 7, Braun Strowman, pathetic dances with The Fiend and The Tribal Chief. finally winning the big one after being subbed in at the last minute at Mania 36. The Monster Among Men was quickly nudged into the spot of SmackDown's top babyface in the absence of the Big Dog. What followed was, on the surface at least, a promising duel with Bray Wyatt's Fiend, with the two looking to capitalize on their previous history together as part of the Wyatt family, and Wyatt's apparent rediscovered form post-Firefly Funhouse match. Unfortunately for Strowman, this hopeful war opened the door for some seriously unwanted developments, with Alexa Bliss making the Monster weak at the knees at Extreme Rules, and Strowman subsequently being drowned by the Fiend for his troubles. The champ turning heel shortly after did nothing to rekindle his character's spark, as the Universal title holder was ultimately emphatically put in his place by both Wyatt and Reigns in the weeks that followed, turning the Monster into a meek muppet in next to no time. Number 6, The Ascension, Old School Rules. It is hard to class this as a bona fide storyline, I'll admit, but it wouldn't seem right to put together a list of this ilk without taking a look at the badass to bully turn of events that pretty much buried The Ascension upon main roster arrival. Down in NXT, the team of Connor and Victor had taken no prisoners en route to becoming the developmental show's tag team champions. With the two sporting Road Warrior-esque gimmicks, it didn't take a genius to come to the conclusion that the pair were seemingly a perfect fit to strike gold on Raw or SmackDown too. But just a few weeks into their big-time arrival, the supposed ones for the future were shamelessly fed to the tag teams of the past, with the APA and the New Age Outlaws both taking their pound of flesh with ease. It didn't even matter that the one-time NXT duo got their revenge on the Outlaws at the Royal Rumble. The damage was done. Fans never saw the two as anything more than the chumps who couldn't fight off a bunch of old men during the remainder of their WWE tenure. Number 5, DDP, the People's Stalker. The formula seems simple enough when it came to DDP. What got him over to the point of being one of the most adored men in WCW was the fact that he was always the hardest worker in the room, and a testament to never giving up on your dreams, regardless of how late in the day you choose to pursue them. Despite that open goal of a character being on the cards, though, WWE instead decided that the way to go with the easily likable founder of DDP Yoga was that of a creepy stalker obsessed with The Undertaker's wife. Going from adored hero to the masses to chicken sugar honey iced tea heel, DDP's descent into the world of undoubted wimpiness was cemented with a cowardly diamond cutter on the dead man's then-wife Sarah during a street fight on Raw. Things didn't get much better for the former WCW World Champion in the weeks that followed, with DDP getting his comeuppance from Sarah in a match on Raw before thankfully finally being allowed to lean into the babyface world that put him on the map in the first place later down the line. Number 4, Gallows and Anderson, Disastrous Doctors. Things started off so well for the one-time IWGP Tag Team Champion upon storming through WWE's doors in 2016. Battering the Usos on night one in an invasion-like introduction, it looked like Vince McMahon had a genuinely hot new unit on his hands. Then he did a Vince. Following on from joining forces with their phenomenal leader for a spell, the once formidable unit were given the thankless task of getting over ring post-itis, during various cringy doctor skits before getting their asses and testes handed to them by the New Day over the course of a painfully one-sided feud. Seemingly overnight, the badass Good Brothers had been well and truly diluted into nothing more than slapstick heel jobbers to be walked over by whoever the company wanted to nudge into a prominent position next. The odd tag title run would follow, but the pair struggled to regain any credibility in the years that followed, even going as far as to be handily squashed in a 2-on-1 handicap against Drew McIntyre in the lead-up to their eventual departure in 2020. I wonder what they're doing now. Number 3, Becky Lynch, the man becomes the meme. From the minute Becky Lynch revealed that she was taking some time off to go and be the mom, fans were simply champing at the bit for the return of arguably the most over person the company has had to offer over the last few years. And they finally got their wish at this year's SummerSlam, with the last-kicking, unapologetic Irish woman popping Allegiant Stadium senseless when she was revealed as Bianca Belair's last-minute challenger. But rather than just allowing Lynch to lean into the clear love being sent her way by the passionate crowd, WWE instead decided to head down a similar route to the one they did with the star's now husband in 2016. Which worked out brilliantly, didn't it? Flipping the expected script on its head, Lynch cheap-shotted Belair, squashed the adored babyface in seconds, and quickly went about puffing her chest out like she was the best thing since sliced bread. No one's arguing against that being the case, mind. But the sight of this Lynch trying to make peace with Sasha Banks post-Extreme Rules escape from defeat, and acting as the women's division's resident Scheisser stirrer since her return, isn't exactly what fans had in mind when fantasy booking her highly anticipated return. Number 2, The Revival, UC hot. In another example of former NXT tag team wrecking machines being well and truly neutered before long on the main roster, here is the time the now former AEW World Tag Team Champions were forced to squirm over stinging testicles on live television. In truth, the revival we knew and loved on the Black and Gold brand had been long lost for some time already. But the pair's program with the Usos on the back of the 2019 Superstar Shake-Up was undoubtedly the point of no return for the former NXT Tag Team Champions. Catching the pair shaving each other's backs in the locker room and tricking the old-school unit into applying some sweat-activated Uzi Hot Cream to their sensitive area. The violent pair quickly found themselves the victim of Vince McMahon's infamous penchant for juvenile slapstick nonsense. Despite picking up a SmackDown Tag Team Championship and becoming the first ever Triple Crown Tag Team Champions in WWE history after this, there was simply no going back to the days of badassery for the unit, who once looked set to reinvent the promotion's tag team scene with an injection of no flips, just fists. This was Uzi not it. Number 1, Shayna Baszler, Lily Strikes Back. Of the many casualties taken over the course of the creative wasteland that was the Thunderdome era, the damage done to the Shayna Baszler character was perhaps the most tragic development. Coming into 2020, Baszler was quite simply on top of the world. The one-time NXT Women's Champion had conquered all comers on the Black and Gold brand, before pulverizing much of the field in both the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber matches. Not being handed a Becky Lynch-shaped scalp in an empty performance center was the first bump in the road, but there was still time to salvage this dodgy booking. Instead of continuing on with her monster push, though, McMahon kept the Queen of Spades off TV for weeks at a time, before throwing her into an ill-thought-out unit with fellow villain Nia Jax. An excruciating year of forced friendship followed, with Baszler being served up for L's seemingly on a weekly basis. But an all-time low was well and truly hit with the sight of the former MMA fighter cowardly fleeing from Alexa Bliss's demented doll Lily in June. I don't have much else to add to that, really. Here's hoping a draft switch to SmackDown ushers in the second coming of the merciless being that lies beneath.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.